You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. We're making matches on today's show. And now on to an often difficult task, matching a surgeon's schedule with your own. Healthcare, of course, is one of those things that doesn't always work out when you want it to. Physicians typically squeeze you in around their schedules, not yours. But reporter Todd Bookman has the story of one procedure that the patient can schedule as he sees fit. And if he has any sense at all, he'll schedule it during March.
You're driving down the road, perhaps trying to drown out the kids in the back seat with a little sports radio, and this ad comes on.
Once again, the good docs over at Oregon Urology Institute have set aside extra time to perform vasectomies during the first days of the tournament.
For the past 9 years, the Oregon Urology Institute, just outside of Eugene, has promoted March Madness as the time of year for men considering a vasectomy. Since recovery from the 30-minute outpatient sterilization usually requires a couple days rest on the couch, the college basketball tournament, what with its Cinderellas, buzzer beaters, and 67 games packed over 3 weeks, is a natural fit.
You go in for a little snip-snip and come out with doctor's orders to sit back and watch nonstop basketball. What could be better?
What could be better? How about more commercial?
How about a bag of frozen peas to keep you comfy, plus some extra goodies we'll throw into the official Snip City recovery kit?
The immediate reaction was kind of both, I can't believe you're doing this, and that's hilarious.
Terry Fitzpatrick, who helps run the Institute, came up with the ad campaign. He says his colleagues in Oregon are proud that other urology clinics around the country have since jumped on the bandwagon, running similar promotions.
You know, it's more of a compliment that, gosh, we came up with something here in Eugene that everybody in the country wants to copy. We get a kick out of it all the time.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yeah!
Roughly 500,000 men join the V Club each year. The American Urological Association says it doesn't have any data to support a spike in March. But as we speak, there's at least one guy lying on the couch waiting for the games to start.
Yeah, I mean, they make it sound, pretty easy. A couple of days rest and nothing strenuous. So, you know, I mean, obviously I have my fingers crossed that that's true.
This is Chris, a 30-year-old Pennsylvania man who asked to not use his last name. He's got three little kids and a fiance who said enough is enough. We spoke earlier this week, just before he got snipped and the games tipped off.
Just a nice little reward for something that I'm not too excited about. You know, at least there's a little carrot on the end of the stick here.
Man, vasectomy appointments are up this month by about 25% at the Philadelphia Center for Sexual Medicine, where Dr. Paul Gittins runs the show. He says tournament time is just another good reason for men to take charge of family planning.
When a woman undergoes a tubal ligation, that there's a little more risk involved. And so I think it takes a real man to step up and have the vasectomy done.
And if too long a line of real men means you can't get an appointment by the final four, Terry Fitzpatrick at the Oregon Urology Institute is ready with some other scheduling options.
In the last couple of years, we've also started doing one on Black Friday. Hey guys, you want to get out of shopping kind of deal.
It seems when you're talking vasectomy marketing, the well won't ever run dry. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.
If you miss out on this, you'll end up recovering during a weekend marathon of desperate housewives. That's painful.